You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
From the Mike O'Mara Show newsroom, Domino's Pizza has announced they are planning to be the first people to build a restaurant on the moon. The Japanese branch of Domino's has even hired a company to start planning out their moon restaurant. It'll be a dome-shaped building, and they estimate it'll cost $22 billion to build, with most of the cost transporting materials up there. A spokesman for Domino's says, and I quote, "We have not yet determined when the restaurant might open, but they want to have the plans ready, so they're the first restaurant on the moon once people start vacationing there."
This is amazing. We are now going to call the expansion office. Mm-hmm. I'm dialing now of Japan's Domino's Pizza.
We have got to get you a touchstone phone.
But this is the way to get to Japan. Uh-huh. I don't think they have touchstone since the earthquake.
Yeah, that could be.
Oh, we're ringing now. Hold on.
Technological setback.
Yeah. Hold on. Calling Japan. I think it's in Kyoto.
2 rings. We allow 3.
Right.
Dialing for Domino's.
Expansion.
Hi, is this Domino's Pizza Japan?
This is Domino's Pizza Expansion Department Japan.
Oh, this is lucky. I was
in Kyoto.
And you speak English?
Yes,
Domo Origato, Rigato.
Ah, how are you?
Yes, exactly.
What can I do for you?
Hi, this is Rob.
What can I do you for?
This is Rob Spiewak along with Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, wait, come again?
Hello, sir.
Hi, this is Rob Spiewak from the United States.
Spiewak?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Rob?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Rob Spiewak?
Yes, from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob! It's Charlie!
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 What?
Charlie!
I got my dream gig!
In Japan?
I'm in Japan and we're going to the moon!
Was that your...
We're going to the f***ing moon!
Oh,
Charlie, we're on the show. We're on the
can
radio.
Can you believe that shit? No.
That's amazing. Oh. Charlie, you're going to have to watch that language, buddy.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Going to the moon, was this your idea, Charlie?
Yeah, Guantanamera. yes, it was. I said, if you really want to sell more pizza, what you've got to do, is it Buzz?
Yeah, it is. I'm here with
hi,
Rob.
Buzz.
Hi,
Mark is here, too.
Huh?
Mark is here.
Hey, Charlie.
I know. He's always new.
He was that intern.
Yeah, you remember him?
Was, yeah.
Yeah, I remember. I don't want to talk to him.
He was
do you remember him?
He tortured me with his friend Lowell.
Yes.
You remember Lowell?
I remember Lowell.
You remember what I told you about them?
Yeah. Yeah. You said, Charlie, Mark and Lowell are only going to loan you money, and then when you pay it back, you're going to have to pay more.
Well, of course.
And did that make sense?
Nope. I didn't get it at all.
No.
But we're going to the moon with Domino's Pizza.
That's exciting.
Right. And pizza's great, isn't it?
I told them.
Yes.
Erwin told me.
Uh-huh.
I told them that what I want
I
to
hate
do,
to interrupt, Charlie.
Yeah, go ahead.
But you're in Japan now?
I'm in Kyoto.
Are you wearing authentic Japanese garb?
I'm wearing a kimono right now.
Describe your outfit.
All right, what I'm wearing now is I'm wearing a silk robe. It's basically a silk robe that ties right around the waistline. And I'm also wearing...
In the front or back? Does it tie in the front
or
the back?
It's not a hospital gown, Rob.
Because a lot of times that's what
you... It ties in the front, ass. Stop kidding. You're a kidder, I know. How you been?
You're sounding like you're having one of your good days.
I'm having a good day.
Sounds
How's
like
Jabril?
Oh, he's
you
good.
No, Jabril.
He's a pen pal of mine. I'm teaching him Japanese.
Hey, that's great.
U.S. Postal Service.
Should go well.
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing,
Rob. You don't email?
Teaching him Japan.
You don't
Japanese.
Email? You don't email?
Huh?
You don't email?
I don't. I'm teaching him new words.
Like what?
Haiku.
What does that mean? Yeah.
Haiku is a poem.
A what?
A poem.
Can you give me an example?
Hmm. Birds float about all around. Haiku.
Hey.
Very nice, Charlie.
Samurai, sayonara, Sadako, sumo, sushi, tsunami, You don't want to say that too loud.
No, that's bad over there.
If you know what I mean.
We do know what you
and
mean.
Needless to say, the condo I'm renting is not waterfront. Anyway, lots of different writing
So you're
Japan.
Dealing
huh?
with Jabril?
What?
I know for years.
We're going to the moon with you, Domino's. Yeah.
For years.
Oh, wow.
For years you've wanted a job in the pizza industry.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Okay, all done.
What was that about?
Picking my nose. Some things never change.
Could have been anything.
I got it.
Yeah, good.
I got it. It's like going fishing.
Is it? Sometimes you do?
But the only difference between picking my nose and going fishing, when I'm picking my nose, I always catch one. But, Rob?
When you're in Japan, for years, you've wanted a job in the pizza game.
You love pizza.
I love pizza. Well, pizza's a buzz.
Yes.
As you know.
I do know.
Pizza. Is the best food.
You've always said that.
Everyone knows that.
Right.
I mean, and Domino's, of course, makes the tastiest pizza.
Always been your favorite.
Well, it's my favorite because it's the best.
It is.
And my favorite activity would be, if I could, to go to the moon.
To have pizza.
So you combine both of my loves, which are pizza ingestion.
Right. And, eating pizza. I don't know where you got ingestion.
And moon travel.
Moon travel.
Not just space
you get
travel.
When you put that cocktail together, you see.
A happiness
when
you for
get, you. When you get that cocktail together, it's a perfect world.
Yeah. For you, certainly.
Pizza,
absolutely.
Moon pizza.
Now, I know you love ice cream also. Any plans to put an ice cream joint on the moon?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Okay. Anything we're going to do up there is definitely going to be freeze-dry.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
We're on the entertainment capital of the world.
This is hardly a time for levity. Mr. Bialystok, I've discovered a serious error here in the accounts of your last play.
Well, what?
Well, according to the backers list, you raised $60,000, but the play that you produced only cost $58,000. That's $2,000 unaccounted for.
I went to a Turkish bath. Who cares? The play was a flop. What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? That's fraud. If they found out, you could go to prison.
Who's going to find out it's only $2,000? Bloom, do me a favor. Move a few decimal points around. You can do it. You're an accountant. You're in a noble profession. The word count is part of your title.
That's cheating.
It's not cheating. It's charity. Bloom, I'm drowning. I'm being sung by a society that demands success when all I can offer is failure. Bloom, I'm reaching out to you. Don't send me to prison.
I'll do it.
Thank you. I knew I could con you.
That's all right. What?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
One of our stupidest openings ever. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, enjoyed in 148 countries around the world. Give me a little more game, bro.
Doing it, baby.
From the Cappy Fiber Studios, yay. This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Friday,
finally,
September 2, 2011, and we are over 8.5 million downloads.
Very close to 9.
Count them.
Bloom! And still growing. Our show today is brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Yes.
People are really starting to get what they do at MC.
Really?
Yes.
It sounds like Buzz, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You say that.
People are really starting to get what they do at MC Ginsburg.
Very nice, Buzz.
Yeah.
Last week, we told you about a listener who had MC Ginsburg make them a Sons of Anarchy trailer hitch
cover. Remember that?
Classy. Anyway, but because you can't find one anywhere else.
You should see
other
it.
Listeners have, I know it's nice. I'm kidding. I kid because I love.
That's right.
I played with my Zots coin last night.
Other listeners, who are they? I don't know. Shut up.
Bloom, I'm drowning.
Other listeners have had coins and rings made for them.
It's true, Mike.
By MC Ginsburg.
Do you like the shiny stuff?
I do.
Sure. A little bauble from
nobody,
the man?
Nobody likes a bauble more than
shiny
I do.
Shiny metal.
But what Ginsburg does... is they build custom jewelry, you see.
Yes.
For example.
And whatever else you can imagine with your mind.
Right. Yeah.
Your mind's eye. There are no limits in your mind's eye.
Including things that otherwise wouldn't exist.
That's right.
Tell us what they made for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. We'd love to hear about that.
You know
like
what he's building for me?
What's that?
A sterling silver staircase.
Okay, thank you.
Beautiful.
It's a nowhere.
It's to nowhere. It's just it's an obvious show of wealth.
But if you come to Rob's house...
climb my silver stairs.
Yes, it's ostentatious. But if you come to Rob's home, especially on the weekend, he will await your arrival at the top of that staircase to nowhere and then walk down them when you arrive.
Some people call it garish.
Yes.
I think it's classy.
Well, yeah, and I also call it showbiz.
I love showbiz, which is dying.
In that gown.
MC Ginsburg. We could do the entire show doing an MC Ginsburg
we could.
Commercial, but we won't.
Well, if we do that, start preparing the statement.
Click or scan their link on our website and let them build your imagination. Cool. Well, hail, hail. It's Friday of Labor Day weekend.
You almost said all the gang, and we're not.
I know Oscar's a little tardy. I'm giving him a free pass because he joined me this morning.
He's a good helper.
Was a good helper. He was a good Santa's elf this morning.
Yes, he was also a member of the Clean Plate Club.
That's right. He cleaned his plate. He did not eat the osso buco. I did.
Oh, how was it?
It was delicious, but I'm not RJ, and I'm not being good, and I'm starting Monday again from the beginning because I have to start.
Was it as good as the from the show The Sopranos when you would go to Vesuvio 2 and get the osso buco a la buco?
No, what I used to get was the zuppa de mussel.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, that's basically like a bone-in meat thing, right?
The zuppa de mussel. Oh, the osso buco.
Yes.
It's a shank.
Yeah. Oh,
I bet it was great.
It's a shank, and it's slow-cooked, and I am into slow-cooked meat. I like slow-cooked meat.
Watch your mouth.
Hey, watch
but
it.
But I'm talking about shank.
On today's show, Oscar walks in my shoes for 2 days, and I think one of the reasons he might be tardy, I'd like to him to share one of the reasons why. Well, I come in various states of mine.
He would, but he's sleeping now.
Yes, he's asleep now.
Is that a shrink?
What to do with my daughters? I'll open that up to the floor because I've got a really interesting idea.
Matchmaker?
No, we won't be doing that.
Oh, okay.
But I'm thinking about doing something different, and I'll tell you that in a second.
Please.
Let me see. Quick. Summertime fly. I love it when I read stuff that I wrote almost 24 hours
I was going to say, did you write this as you were falling asleep or as you were waking up?
I was so tired.
Summer went quickly.
This is the worst show prep. Kids, let me just say, you do show prep like this, you ought to lose your job.
You know what? You were on the iPad last week, and now you're back to the yellow scrap
paper.
Yeah,
maybe I do. I think I do better work on the iPad.
I think you do, too.
To be honest with you.
What's the thing that says quick?
Quick. Summertime flies when you're stressed out.
Oh, it flies anyway.
Anyway, fall means apples, and we all know what
hey,
that
apple.
Means.
Hey, apple.
Apple.
Hey, apple.
I've got Ronick on about 300 different projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I do all day. Just I mean, I probably make two or three calls to Ronick a day saying, hey, how about? And it's fun. I mean, it's fun.
It is. It's nice
and then,
to
like,
have
he'll
one.
Go a few days and then he gives me these feedback text messages, which are fun to read.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because he's the ABC guy.
Yes.
Always be close.
He is
that's
that
right.
guy.
That's right.
Also, I'd like to talk about your weekend plans, boys. Find out what you're all up to.
Got it.
And Iowa, my Iowa, want to find out whether there's any possibility of doing something maybe in October or November in Iowa, if it's possible. Do you think he'd be able to pull it off?
He is. He's
or did
really
he, or did he spend his nut on you?
No, it ain't me he spent his nut on.
Right.
And the fact is there are no accommodations for us.
Really?
We might be able to swing it. If we were to stay
for the entire fall,
well, we have to stay in Tom Suter's basement
for home games.
For
and that's what you want to be there for.
Really?
Yeah.
Now we might be able to swing it if we did it for an away game and sat with, say, you know, did a listening party or a viewing party at
it's
an
a possibility.
Event. And you know that would be fun too.
That
but
would be
as
fun.
Far as a home game, he started shopping it 2 months ago, and there's just nothing to be had. You know what that is? That's a small town, and they bring 80,000 people in. 8 or 6 times a year for those home games.
If we don't get to go to an Iowa hockey
be heartbreaking,
game,
won't it?
That's going to be an incredible heartbreak.
I know.
An incredible. Have you been to a home game?
Never. I've never been to a game.
No. You've never been to a game?
I'd love to go.
Well, how far away would we have to dig in to
like
do
50
that?
Miles.
50 miles? I'd be almost willing to do that.
Okay.
You know, just to stay out there.
Sure.
You know, it might be doable if we stay far away.
Yeah.
And, but he won't be able to get any juice far away, right? And he does all that trade kind of stuff.
No, there will be no
Steve,
juice.
I'm talking to you, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, listen, we are on KCJJ in Iowa.
The mighty 1630.
In Coralville, the mighty 1630. Mm-hmm. For God's sakes, we just did a commercial for a company that's out there, MC Ginsburg, and we want to come out to a Hawkeyes game in the late fall when it's crisp.
Right.
Yes.
I'm thinking October, late October. Mm-hmm. You know, that might be
like
a lot
that.
Of fun.
You know, they have their first game tomorrow.
That's right, the opener.
11 o'clock kickoff at Kinnick with Tennessee Tech.
Speaking of football, are we going to do anything regarding, do you have any announcements to make, or should I keep my mouth shut about
what we're going to
do? Go ahead.
We're going to do a fantasy football draft again this year.
Well, I mean, we've got like an hour to do it.
Well, yeah, we'll do it next week.
We're going to do it next week. We have to do it before what, Thursday? Is that the season opener in the NFL?
Thursday is the season opener.
I think we should do the draft at 6 p.m. on Thursday night.
I don't think we should do it on the radio because I don't think it's very good.
No, I agree. Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
Do you want to do like the first round on the radio?
We could do that. Sure.
The first round on the
radio. I think all we need to do is do our order on the radio. No one even wants to care. No one cares what
Are
we
you
pick.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
Because I
All right, let us
know.
Know on Facebook. Let us know on Facebook if you would like us to do our fantasy draft on the show next week. Mm-hmm. If you would, we will do it. Now, Rob, you're not a football fan. Like, you're not a pure sports fan.
No,
and
I can
neither
watch
is
the game.
Buzz.
Right.
I am a I'm a sports fan. I am not the NFL maniac that a lot of people
I do know this is that a fantasy league allows you to watch with a renewed interest.
That is very true.
Yes.
Especially in this town.
And if it's just among us, we know we can bust balls, and that's always
a lot
of fun.
Who will be in the league? We have
Oscar and Rob and me and Mark and
can
Buzz
we do a
and RJ.
With six people?
I would prefer that we don't, but we could probably get Katie Powers. She
okay, that would be
seven.
How many do you need to have a league?
I think 10 is appropriate.
10? I thought we've done it with less than 10 before.
Do you want KCJJ to field a team?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
I'll call Tommy tonight. Yeah.
All right. I saw
take care of those details.
Great picture of Tommy Lang online where he's wearing his Hawkeyes like Thurston Howell cap and his ascot.
That's him. I believe it's him at the Magic Bus, one of the best tailgate locations out there.
See, that's why. Mm-hmm. I mean, just to go out there and have the thrill of Hawkeye football
being a part
would
of
be
that.
Just. I wouldn't mind if we were an hour away.
Okay.
If we had to, you know, if that was it, Rob, if we could just do that and then
spend
the day and do some stuff afterwards, all in, that
Four
would
hour
be very
appearance
cool.
at North Liberty's Reds.
Yeah. And so then, you've spoken to him about this?
Yes.
Okay. And he's not positive.
No, he's not.
Really?
Yeah, he wants to.
But, you know, if we just knew...
Why don't you take that over?
Yeah, sure, we can do that.
If we just knew an elected...
Yeah, because you know me, Mike.
Well, Rob,
I get up
seriously,
in the morning and
Rob,
I start rubbing my hands.
How many trips have you done out there?
I think four.
Total?
Four, I think.
Four or more?
I think four.
Total four. How many trips has the crew done?
One.
Uno! All right, that's it. I rest my case.
Perhaps
two trips might have resulted in one more trip for the gang to be out there.
I don't know. I've been on
do the math, ladies and gentlemen.
I've been on the station a little longer than you have, so.
Technically, that was my affiliate, Rob.
Right.
Yeah, technically, that was my affiliate with the Don Geronimo for many, many moons
simply
before
kidding.
Your ass was even on the radio.
Oh, just kidding.
Thank you very
green
much.
Shorts.
Oh, man.
Yes. But I'd like to go out and do the whole experience. It would be fun to do that. You know?
I hope it's okay that I say this, but we've been dabbling with the idea of that we were talking about back when you guys first started the podcast, which is taking an RV across the country.
Yes.
If we could coordinate that,
then
it could
we'd
be
have
one of our stops.
It could.
I think it's 800 miles. So could we do that in how many days, RJ?
That's going to be difficult for me. No, it's not going to be difficult for me. No matter what my circumstances are, it's not going to be difficult for me because I, you know, can have that time. I can absolutely have that time.
Okay.
I can do that and use vacation days if I need to use them.
RJ, how long will 800 miles take to cover?
2 days we could be there.
2 days we could be there?
With him at the wheel, day and a half.
Leave like on a Wednesday afternoon?
Yeah.
And get out there for the football game?
That would be
show
great.
Friday.
Do you think we could do that?
Yes, I do.
I mean, that's not two.
It's not bad.
2 days to Iowa is not that big a deal.
I had a layover that bad in O'Hare once.
Right. And you know, we could always fly to a certain location and go to
fly to Chicago and
well,
RV
tell him if are the accommodations the big drag?
That is the big drag.
But we got to get a date and
work
we gotta,
backwards from.
But
there.
I mean, I bet tickets are tough too, aren't they?
I think he is still connected enough where he could get us tickets.
All right. So and you know what? To be honest with you. Tickets are fine. I'm all about the tailgating.
And can you imagine
being out there around the game?
Right. Bringing the RV to a tailgate?
Absolutely.
And you know, I believe if you check the schedule, there is in October, I believe, an 8 p.m. game.
Right.
Oh, and the tailgating still starts at about 9 in the morning for an 8 p.m. game.
An 8 p.m. Saturday game?
I believe so,
And Mike, having the RV there, we could just crash in the parking lot. We don't have to worry about it.
Please don't use the phrase crash.
I swear to God.
The RV will have a bathroom.
I can smell that already. We'd stab each other by that time.
Oh,
but if we had to, we would do it. Let us just please.
If six people left your home in an RV, five might arrive in Iowa, and probably
now,
four.
Right. You know there are wealthy people that listen to this show out in Iowa. Not a lot of them, but there are a few wealthy people out there. So, you know, Iowans,
Duke
we'd
Tom
like to
Suter.
Come out there.
Duke Tom Suter,
Tom
King
Suter.
Kurt Means.
We can always stay in the parking lot of that bar we went to.
Reds or Vesta?
Which one?
The warehouse type bar. We can always stay in the
Oh yes,
there.
The right. lumber yard.
We could always stay
or the strip
there.
Joint.
And that could. Yeah, well, that's when I. That's what I was
Oscar.
Talking about.
Hey, look who's here.
Thank you. Thank you, Barry. That's what I was talking
I
about,
see.
You dummy.
That was good.
All right, anyway. So let's see if we can pull. I'm putting this out for everybody out there in Iowa that might be able to help our man, Steve Bridges, and make this so.
Okay.
I want everybody to know on record that we want to be out there. We want to do it. Hopefully, when is the last, bring it up online,
let's
RJ
see.
or Mark. Bring up the Iowa Hawkeyes home schedule for this fall. And incidentally, since we're talking about maybe doing this, this is going to be their season.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be their big, big season.
I think so.
Oscar Santana has just joined us.
He's wiping his face.
How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you doing? One of the things I wrote down was Oscar walks in my shoes for 2 days. And I wanted you to share with the boys what it's like doing that.
You can't please everybody. That's all I know.
Oh, dear.
And I got to tell you that there are days when you come in here and you perform after you performed for, what, 5 hours?
Uh-huh. 4 hours.
Well, 4 hours.
Yeah. I count, 3 and 40.
I count the commute.
Right.
And
if you count the commute, then it's
10 hours.
And I have a whole new respect for what you do. Oh. And I want to thank you again for letting me be a part of it the last couple of days.
We had a blast. It was fun.
And you guys sounded great.
I also want to thank everybody out there on Facebook for really supporting both causes, because it's a team effort. So
well,
thank you,
you know,
so much.
It's great to do that, and I kind of do it automatically, but I think that occasionally I like to remind everybody on this show why maybe sometimes I'm not exactly sweetness and light when I arrive here.
I would come in here and punch all of us.
Sometimes Mike comes in a little crispy, but most of the time you're sweet.
I would kick me in the nuts. I'd punch Mark in the face.
Right.
I'd let Buzz do something. Thing, and then I'd yell at Rob, and then I'd sit down.
Well, the reason I yell at Rob, and this is a perfect example of it right now, we are right in the middle of discussing Iowa, which if we left it to Rob, it would be a total letdown and a disappointment. But now we're going to fix it, and we're going to repair it, because we're going to rescue Rob, and we're going to assist Rob, and we're going to see if we can make this thing happen in Iowa. And incidentally, Rob informed me that he's been on in Iowa longer than I have.
It was a joke.
Yes, I know.
Relax.
Whatever. Yes, whatever.
Just
I can't relax. I've been up since 3:55, motherfucker.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Why can't Ginzy bring us out?
And well, the problem is the accommodations for the football games. They don't exist.
And we said if it was as close
at Steve's house.
If it was 50 miles away, we could do it. We could do it with it. Yes, RJ.
There they are. I have the dates. The last two home games are Michigan and Michigan State, November 5th and November 12th.
Wow.
So those might be tough ticket games too.
Yeah. What was that?
Tough to get tickets for those games. And
well,
my mouth is dry. I'm sorry.
I just think we first of all, we needed to start this a long time ago. You know, we needed to start. You said he's been working on this for 2 months.
Yeah. When I was out there.
This is, wait, let me see. And Rob, don't get mad at me, but I'm going to. So this is how that conversation goes. You know, this is how that guy. Hello,
Steve. It's Rob.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Yeah, listen, the guys want to maybe come out and do a game.
Well, it's going to be kind of tough.
Okay, bye.
No. Wow, it's weird. I don't recall recording it.
And yet, there it is.
Then it's like, hey, Steve, it's Rob. I'm looking forward to coming out for my vacation. Oh, okay, Rob, we've got the accommodation. Everything's going to be set. How much? Okay. Bob, will I be staying at my special suite? Yes, it's great. I'll be out there feathering my own nest. Are we going to go on the house tour that you're going to show me so when I can move out there after you retire? Yeah, Rob, I'll be right out there.
Does the suite have the silver staircase, too?
It does. I have one made there. And that was the same side of the... It was the other side of the same...
So this is...
Calls.
So you're
daunting.
Telling me that Marriott and that Holiday Inn are all booked up?
Mm-hmm. Everything in the red...
That's
the,
what, he, that's what he's
town.
Telling us.
Yeah.
For home games?
Mm-hmm. For the home games.
I could... you know, I believe that. What about renting someone's home?
Ooh.
That's another idea.
Renting a house.
Or staying with the suitors.
A couple of apartments, yeah.
I'll stay with Tommy Lang, but I'm not sleeping in the bed with him.
What kind of digs does Tommy Lang have?
He has an apartment.
He has an apartment?
No, I believe up until recently.
One or two bedrooms.
No furniture.
Up until recently, I believe he had lawn furniture in it. But he has a real sofa now.
Can I tell you what I think when I hear that? I say I would be more than comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
With lawn furniture in an apartment, I'm already comfy there.
You're at home.
Renting a home.
Yeah.
Renting a private home. Mm-hmm. Or, as we were discussing before, an RV. A two-day RV trip out to Iowa.
I think that
would
be cool.
That'd be awesome.
You know, which would be, but it's got to be a good RV.
Oh, yeah. It has
it's
got to
be a really good RV. If we can. But that's hard hard to do. I tried to do that on the radio show, and that was hard to do. It's hard to find these guys.
A motor coach may be more expensive. Let's really think about that.
More expensive than actually going out
getting out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what about what else? What about the other aspect? Now, when was the last time you spoke to him about it?
A couple weeks ago.
A couple
weeks
ago.
Why don't we call Steve right now?
Let's call Steve right now.
Okay. Is that possible?
Okay. Let's call
Steve
on Skype.
Can we bring up the Skype?
Yeah.
Then we can find out.
RJ can do that, too.
Skype shortly.
So,
just give me a minute. I'll have it ready.
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah. Perfect.
We will take a break when we come back, and we might stop tape just to get this this working out.
Call made.
And we will take a break and come back and call Iowa.
This is going to be awkward.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not, 855-WAIT-NOT or 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com, working wonders for people every day. Much like everything else on this show, we want you to send you your Wait Not stories and share them with us. We talk about it all the time. We talk about the fact that if you've got somebody that's heavy in your family, let them experience the fun that RJ and I have experienced by having people come up to you on a daily basis and say you look fantastic and it's working. And you know what, RJ, I'm so proud of you. How many pounds total have you lost right now?
76.
76 trombones. Wow, congratulations. Unbelievable results you can believe in at WaitNot.com. That's 855-934-4486. It is rapid weight loss, it is healthy weight loss, and it is weight loss that will make you feel even better. And they do this because the research that's gone into this program has proven to them and now will prove to you that you can lose it fast and you can be healthy while you're doing that. And we are very, very excited. Different phases for different folks, whether you want to lose a lot of weight or you want to lose a little weight, WaitNot.com. Remember, that's unbelievable results you can believe in. Call them at 855-934-4486 or 855-WaitNot, or just go to our website and see WaitNot.com. Buzz, you were going to say something?
I said we had another great listener note today, as a matter
of
fact.
Oh, that's right. Did you give me one?
Yeah, I try to tuck one in next to the Wait Not phone number every day.
I might have put that over here.
But it's you know, it's, we can catch it another day if it's not handy.
Here we go. Hey, guys, this comes from Marty Rosenwig, who posted on the show wall. Hi, guys, an update. A week into steady trim, down about 55 pounds.
A week?
A week.
That must be a mistake.
I would think maybe 15.
A month.
It says, hi, guys, an update.
A month is a lot.
A week into steady trim. Oh, wait. Steady trim is after you do rapid loss.
I see.
Okay.
It's just confusing.
That even had me blown away.
Down about 55 pounds, feeling great. Good luck, Rob. Uh-huh. Congrats to RJ, and good luck, Mike, on the restart. Uh-huh. I may do that also. Thanks for the recommendation, Marty. And by the way, it's pronounced Rosenwig. Oh, Rosenwig.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Name. No, Rosenwig.
Okay.
Rosenzwig.
It's one
Rosenigwig.
Pretty sure Marty is correct.
Okay, well, he gives me a pronouncer. It's pronounced ROW-ZEN-SW-EYE-G.
I
got it.
That is the worst pronouncer I've ever seen.
I got it, Mike. It's Cohen.
Rosenzweig. Rosenzweig.
Anyway, congratulations, Marty.
Worth it. All right, let's call Steve Bridges out in Iowa.
Yeah, let's do that.
And now let's get awkward.
One ring a ding.
You know, if only we knew an elected official, then we could get something done.
Oh, that's right. He's running, you know.
Would he be on the radio now? He's off the radio. Would he be on the radio?
I think
they
should be in the police reports now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should be on.
Are we calling, like, the studio?
Yeah, we're calling the air studio.
Ooh, that doesn't sound too good.
Gosh.
Call
it a rotary phone.
The rotary phone's for Japan.
Watch is free, and dial tone.
He's got an answer.
Comes from God.
Let's see.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's off there. I have his cell if he doesn't answer on air.
What happens?
Maybe he's on the crapper.
That's nice.
Yeah, he won the swimming championship.
It's horrible. Hang up. That's not going to work.
I thought it went well.
What about his cell?
Can we try?
Yeah.
No, I think.
No, they're on the air.
That was them on the air. Can we try to dial again, see if it sounds better?
Dial please, again, because sometimes that happens with the squipe.
The squipe?
The what? The squipe. All right, we're going
to
try.
You have to squipe twice.
That's better.
Sounds 1,000%
better.
Yes.
Calling Iowa.
But, but Patton, the one that stopped it. So it's pretty cool. Well, Coach, I think they need you next door, and we want to thank you very, very much for your
absolutely
time.
You are loved, and anytime you want to sit in here, just come on in.
You guys are pretty interesting, I can tell you that.
That's Fry Fest today.
Thank you.
Kathy stole.
Yeah, she's she's got you on all the time. She's probably listening to you right now.
She got those roses to take to her.
Don't attempt to explain what's happening.
More days, because like I said, I wouldn't be able to make these tests.
So he's going to be. They're going to be hearing this twice on KCJJ. Bring that down a little.
Hey, did you know that Great Grandma Irma started our John Scorsese doll?
What?
And
they hung up on us.
They're just not going to be able to squeeze us in. Jesus.
I say we demand an audience.
I think so. Call him again.
Call again.
Yes.
Now it's a quest.
Now,
why did he pick up and then hang up?
Because their phone
to make it stop ringing
rings out loud. And if they have someone, it's true. And they're doing Fry Fest to kick off the football season.
I can't even begin to tell you what a perfect location this is for you to work. But anyway, let's call.
It rings loud, like a house phone?
Well, that's so you know there's someone on the phone.
Well, they have one line?
Yes.
I think they have, and a business line that they can also take on the air. But you see, it's Fry Fest because they're kicking off a Hawkeye football season tomorrow. So
don't
a lot
say
of stuff
that like
on.
I should know it or anyone listening to this show
coach,
should know it.
Coach Hayden Fry is the most important coach in the history of Hawkeye football.
Right.
So the festival that kicks off Hawkeye football is Fry Fest.
Fry Fest. Named for him. Is this weekend Fry Fest?
Yes, it is.
And when is the first game?
Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.
Which the game is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The college football season, the NCAA season officially started last night.
All right, that's 1 o'clock our time.
Noon our time.
That makes this Friday.
Are we calling again, RJ?
I will.
Let's do it.
All right, go ahead.
Now, the police blotter, how do you know what time that's at?
That's the last thing they do every day.
Oh, wow.
And apparently they're not doing that right
How many commercials do they run on a stop set?
There is no format.
Format.
It could be one or two, or it could be 90.
This is such a wonderful quest right now. What a great thing to do on Friday.
It's fun.
I'm glad we're doing this.
Going
if you just tuned in to the Mike O'Mara show, well, you downloaded it, so you didn't just tune in.
We're chasing the elusive unicorn. Maybe they skipped ahead.
If your iPod skipped.
We're trying to get Steve Bridges at KCJJ on the phone and say, we demand to come out to Iowa. We want to come out. And we'll whore ourselves out.
Oh, sure.
We'll go to whatever little mom and pop diner he wants us to go to.
Sure.
Whatever an eight-hour appearance he wants.
Yeah.
By the way, the first one's 4 hours. The rest of that.
That's another one of the bad things that I planned for you guys out there.
Well, you did not tell us when we got out there. You told us in the parking lot when we arrived at the first location.
I thought it was fine.
They're really not going to answer.
Well, you also go out and do 17 hours straight on the radio station.
It's fun.
It's fun for you. I don't think it's fun for the listeners.
It's fun for the listener.
Fun for everybody.
My ass. It's fun for the listeners.
It's fun for America.
Do they have an answering machine?
No, they don't. Answering machine.
It's like 17 hours of inside jokes.
Jeez.
That no one can relate to. Hello?
Hi, it's Jan. There's nobody in the studio right now.
Hey, Jan, it's Mike O'Mara and the gang here on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you? You're on the show right now. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
We're here with your son, Rob, and Oscar, and Buzz.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Jan.
There we go.
Oh,
there it is. There it is right there.
My son by another mother.
Hey, Jan.
Yes?
Jan, we're trying to get in touch with Steve because we want to come to Iowa.
Okay, well, hold on a second. He just had Dan Gable, our wonderful Olympic wrestler, in for an interview, and he's just left the building. So hold on.
Oh, Steve left the building?
Or the wrestler did.
Or Dan did.
Dan did.
Oh, Dan. So okay. Steve is still there.
Walked him out.
Can you hold for just a second?
Absolutely, and we can go on the air or we can talk to him off the air. It doesn't matter to me.
Okay, well, chat among yourselves. Hold on a second.
Thank you very much, Jan.
It's what we do.
Thank
Press
you.
On. Here we Program go. Director Jan Soboroff.
We're on the line with KCJJ, our loan affiliate. We have a great relationship.
Hey, you know what? Tom Suter wrote and sang this jingle. Did you know that?
So as I was saying, we're on the phone with KCJJ in Coralville, Iowa.
Right.
I was just looking up some prices for the RVs.
Okay.
I think it's very affordable. I mean, really? Compared to if we were going to fly there and then have hotel rooms and all that.
That's coming from him.
I still need hotel rooms, Mark.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hey, it doesn't get any better than that.
Well, I should point out.
For some reason, it just won't get any better than that.
All right, I'm going to tell everyone that you're going to be listening to this now twice on KCJJ because we are live now. We are broadcasting our podcast all over the world. And, of course, we have our wonderful and loyal friend, Mr. Steve Bridges, out at KCJJ in Coralville, Iowa, a place we have had the pleasure of visiting.
Love
and Steve, you're radio station and your town and your location has been the subject of much discussion today on the Mike O'Mara Show, because Steve, we are chomping at the bit to get out to Iowa, and we're willing to make this happen any way we can, and we understand that you and Rob have discussed it, and Rob, we just don't feel, is a proper advocate for our show. He's a proper advocate for Rob.
Well, he believes in Rob.
Yes, he does. He does. He believes in Rob. He believes in Rob and Rob's world, and somehow
that
Rob
is such a half-truth.
Somehow Rob has taken Iowa on as his very own, and I am here to tell you personally, this is Mike O'Mara talking, I like Iowa too.
I like Iowa.
I like KCJJ. I like Tommy Lang. I like Tom and Billy Suter, and I want to come to Iowa, and I want to come... I don't care if we have tickets to a game. I want to go to a parking lot party, a tailgate party for Iowa Hawkeye football, and I'm willing to do whatever you want us to do to make it happen.
Ooh, yeah.
We have Ronick call me.
Okay.
Don't have him surrounded by the interns. Have him call me.
Okay, very good. Very good. And I think with your brain and with Ronick's brain...
I'll get you tickets to a game. I'd love... You have to experience what this thing is. Yeah. It is so... Yeah, honest to God, it's the best 7 days of the year. It's Christmas every game day here.
You know what? I know how you guys get into it. You know what motivated me today, Steve? I was on Facebook, and I saw that picture of Tommy Lang with the captain's hat with the Hawkeye logo and the ascot and the jackets and everybody wearing Hawkeye gear. And I'm sitting here, and right next to me floating around here is my Hawkeye hat, which I love. It's a treasured possession that I have. And you know what? I think if you get together with the brains of this show, Mr. Mark Ronick, we can make it happen. Because, Steve, I'll just tell you one thing before we let you go. We are willing to travel. Mm-hmm. We are willing to, like, even if we have to be right. further out. Rob explained that it's a tough situation to get any kind of accommodations on a game weekend that are close by, but we're willing to do whatever we need to do to make it happen, even if we have to haul in from a distance.
I have a very large bed in the guest room.
Steve, I'll stay at Jenny's house.
Oh, there boy. We go. There's the inside. There's the inside joke, right? You see, he had to get that one.
I'll stay at Jenny's house.
I think anyone in this room would like to stay at Jenny's house.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Does she know that, Rob?
We can even... we're even investigating getting an RV and making a two-day pilgrimage out there.
Oh, that'd be so damn much fun.
Yeah. Yes, it would. All right. Go ahead,
I feel
Oscar.
Like he's saying it's not going to be... Is it possible or impossible?
To get
a room during a game day in this town, community proper, it's impossible.
Okay, now...
But if we were to stay 30, 40 miles out of town, would that be possible?
I believe we could get you something 30, 40 miles out of town.
Yes!
There we go.
All right.
See?
That's all we need.
Nice.
I'm willing to drive an hour.
Yeah.
I can handle an hour.
You do every day to work.
I drive an hour to work every day. There's no problem with that.
And RJ will drive anyway.
That's true.
I'll be doing the driving. That's right.
Now, Steve, of course, I have to wait and see what the schedule is, but if I have to, I will use vacation time to come out there, and we will do it. And if we can get some dates coordinated, what I need you to do is get together with Ronick, and you can sell us like the dirty whores that we are, Steve, and we will do whatever is necessary.
For 1 hour.
For 1 hour. 1 hour per location. 1 hour, but no, 1 hour per location.
Yes. We do everything.
1 hour per location, and we will do everything. We will give everybody a happy ending.
Around the world.
I promise you, I swear to God, only an hour.
Steve, one last question. Are tickets an impossible get, or are tickets to the game a possibility? I know it's easy to do the tailgate because it's the tailgate. Would we be possible to get into a game?
I hate to say, do you know who I am? Captain Community. I will get you tickets to the game.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Awesome.
And a paid appearance.
Now, listen, seriously, guys, right now, right now, a paid appearance. You're funny. I want to look around the room, and honestly, who really, and I look at Rob and Buzz when I say this. Now, right. I know, Rob, that you are a Iowa guy, and you love Iowa, and you like the tailgate. Uh-huh. Are you two guys like 1,000%? No, wait, I'm just saying that if there were only a few tickets, I know people that have to be at the game.
Yeah.
He, above RJ, more than anybody else, has to be at the game because he loves it.
Yeah.
I, for one, I would like to, but if it's the tailgate alone,
same
I can handle the tailgate. I just want to get plugged into Hawkeye football
this year. That's the main thing.
I really do.
Well, Well, I will get together with Mark first part of next week, and we'll start working on it.
You know, that's great, and we are at your service. We will be your dirty little whores.
And listen, and I'm very, very serious about this. The radio stations are so absolutely incredibly stupid for not picking up this show. This is the freaking highlight of my day, just listening to it on my air. People love you guys here, and there isn't a day that goes by that I swear to God, there's not a day that goes by that I don't hear something about it.
You know what? I think we've said it again and again and again to you, but you know what? You are our lone wolf on this, and I tell you, it's fantastic. It's one of the reasons we want to, you know, come out and see you again, and we're thrilled to be part of KCJJ, and you guys have an incredibly entertaining show that just cracks me up. It's one in a million. It is a diamond in the rough, and you guys rock and roll, and we are delighted to see if we can make this happen, Steve. God bless you, and thanks so much for all your help, really.
You guys.
Thank you very much, Steve.
We'll talk soon. And now back to
the
music.
Did he play himself out?
He did. He went right into a record. Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Good stuff. All right. Well, there are your marching orders. Uh-huh. That's good stuff. And I'm excited now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I love the notion. Road trip. I really do love the notion of an RV.
What I was saying, guys, and I meant this, and I put myself on this actually fairly well down on the list. You know, if there are a limited amount of tickets, I think RJ, number one priority.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah. To get RJ tickets to the game. And then I think we all fall into the same category.
Optional.
Where we get a ticket.
We could draw lots. We could do straws. Yeah. We could cut cards or something. I'd love to do it.
I am not going to be in tears if I miss the actual game itself. But I'd love to be at it. I'd like to be fine.
Now, I would be in tears if for some reason I couldn't do my air shift. But other than that, you know, it'd be fine.
Oh, God. You can do your, if we go out there, of course you're going to do your air shift from the studio.
You know what we could probably get? Is sideline passes.
Oh, Oscar.
Oh, you know it'd be great. Yes. What if?
Okay, calm down. Hold
it. But, Mike, I wanted to say, I don't want to go in by myself. I want you guys to come with us.
Well, listen, I'm just saying tickets are not the be-all.
Asking too much, maybe. I don't know, but Steve is kind of connected. What if RJ could play quarterback?
Oh, right.
Now I want to go.
Sure, Rob.
I did not expect that to be the majority of the show today. I truly didn't, but it's very, very, very interesting. Really quickly, before we go to break here, around the room, plans for Labor Day weekend, Mr. Mark Ronick.
My big plans, I'm going to see the Beatles Festival. I know that The Edge has been advertising it.
Ah, you're going down to
Abbey Road on the River.
Abbey Road on the River, cool. Big deal down at Fort Washington.
And it's also my 11-year wedding anniversary. So
congratulations.
We'll probably go for dinner and that kind of thing.
Good stuff. Really enjoy yourself, Mr. Burbank. Any big plans?
A barbecue with friends at our house on Saturday evening, and then meeting other friends in Maryland to go to Melting Pot on Sunday evening.
Oh, Melting Pot.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Melting Pot. Bring your wallet.
That's amazing.
All right. Yeah, really.
You're melting wallet.
Well, it's my kid's favorite restaurant. Yeah. And it's like cheese in a bucket. And then they charge you $1 million.
Bucket of cheese.
Maybe they'll be a sponsor someday.
He likes to focus on the pot part. Not so much the melt.
RJ Diaz, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm riding on Jimmy's annual 9/11 Memorial Motorcycle Ride and Poker Room.
Do we know what that is for? Do you have a plug for that?
I was looking for it on here. He doesn't have it on the website.
Way to deliver. Okay. Where are you? What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing this
weekend? Two-pronged attack. Right. Saturday, my cousin Andy is getting married.
Mm-hmm. And I'm
very excited. Andy Cahan is taking a wife. We're very excited. It's going to be a great wedding. It's at Fort Myer because he's a military guy.
Very cool.
So it'll be a classy event, and they've got a designated driver, and I will be having a good time.
Excellent. You found the plug?
Yes, I did. We'll be riding for the National Fallen Firefighters Memorial in Emmitsburg.
If anybody wants to get involved, give the details for that because Jimmy would love us
to
start
out at Jimmy's in Old Town Tavern in downtown Herndon at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. what day? That might
on
be a real
Sunday the 4th.
Sunday the 4th. It might be. He
go to jimmystavern.com.
Yeah. Or just call Jimmy on his
cell.
He
can't do it. He's not qualified.
It's okay.
That's the beauty of it.
And also,
I did better than I've done before.
Yes, you did.
Sunday, 6 p.m., I will be hosting my online video chat about the telethon.
Okay.
Right. So make sure you go to MikeOmaraShow.com.
Very good.
And link up with me. We'll be chatting in the chat room. Mark will be with me. I know Buzz is going to try and stick his head in.
Call in from Melting
and
Pot.
And Oscar. Yes. Oscar's going to be there. So watch the telethon with me. Stay up late and watch the stars come out.
Oscar, what do you got planned
just
for the weekend?
Just found out I'm going on a boat on Saturday in Annapolis. Hopefully I'll be on the water getting hammered.
Oh, good.
He was able to go on a boat this weekend, Mike.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oscar,
what happens?
Nobody went on the boat.
None of us did.
Sorry.
Oscar, be careful about passing out because we don't want you to fall off.
I'm not going to drown.
So
and then Sunday a family party.
Oh, it'll be great because on Sunday he'll be just off the boat.
All right, and for me,
I got that.
For me, Bob, no definitive plans. Anyway, that's the truth.
Well, but you said you had something for your daughters.
I might drive, literally get in the car Saturday after I do an appearance at the Cricket Store, which is a phone store.
Their plans.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Try not to unhinge your jaw, you hump. Anyway, that's
I needed some
happen.
Crickets. I was Thank wondering. You.
The Cricket Store, I have an appearance in Falls Church. I never plug it on the podcast because they don't pay me to do it on the podcast. But I'll be there, and then after that, Saturday night, I might literally pick my daughters up here, and we might just get in the car and drive up into the mountains.
Nice.
Just for the hell of it.
Wow.
Just me and the girls just driving up there. Carla's at her mom's this weekend for a family thing. We might go over there, or we might drive. It's either drive over there on Saturday, hang out by a pool and drink a few beers, or drive up into the mountains with my daughters. And right now, I'm skewing to drive up into the mountains.
Yeah. Come to Abbey Road.
Fun.
Abbey Road on the
Come
river.
To that.
Might take them down to that. Is that all weekend
it's
long?
It's all weekend long.
Isn't it like 4 days,
there.
Isn't it?
It's beautiful there. And it's right on the Washington Harbor.
Oh, really?
Wow. It's amazing.
Abbey Road
my
on the
kids,
river.
My kids wouldn't go because they're a-holes.
Wow. We will take a break, and we will come back with Rob's Magic Audio Ball right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. Now, for your listening pleasure, Rob Spiewak and Mike O'Mara do their Michael McDonald impressions.
He came from somewhere back in a long ago.
That was awesome.
A sentimental fool, there's something left in the array of his life to be created. What's in the law? She musters a smile.
Yeah.
For his restaurant.
All right, welcome back. Thank you. It's over. Anyway, it's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault. Let's open it up today. And is Friday, September 2, 2011. What do you have for us today, Rob?
Today I have something I rarely do, but something I enjoy so tastily.
Yes.
Dealer's Choice.
Dealer's Choice.
I have prepared a normal audio vault, but also in the spirit of the long weekend, I've put together some of my favorite all-time Jerry Lewis cuts.
I'm ready for this. Now, this, listen, I know you get obsessed with Jerry, but I love Jerry clips, and I am ready to pick the ones that I like the best.
And, you know, some of the, we've heard all of these before.
Right.
Not recently. I've gone back to 2001. I don't know the years of all of these, but they're all in my iTunes, and I had a good time bouncing around last night. This is called Jerry Walks Off Popeye and Popsicles. So anytime Jerry leaves the stage, that's good.
Jerry's angry when he walks off.
Yeah, because obviously something has gone amiss.
Popeye's good. I can underwrite it.
All right, well, here's some music. I'm interrupting you again. Look at this. 32 million.
Do you know how sad it is I don't get this weekend?
I know. He's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there.
He'll never be there.
I was going to say, will somebody let me know when a toad is about, okay?
I'll always let you know.
Because, you know, I want to wrap up the people and say thanks to them, but if we just hit the drum...
We can't worry about that when we're rushing on to get all this money from the folks.
And Ed is doing his best to keep it lighthearted, right, and now. Jerry is such a dick!
And as someone... I have to relate to Jerry to on a certain level. When you're pissed at something happening because they're just dissing you, and they're they're disregarding you, and you want to be all powerful and all knowing, and then somebody tries to make it light, it makes
you, don't
you
want it.
So much more.
But
pissed
start
off.
Of this part of the structure of the telethon always has been Jerry can't expect the timpani.
They just come in
just
when
do
it comes
it.
In.
Uh-huh. But you have to be inside the inner government to know. Don't interrupt me now.
What, well, now why would Jerry get pissed? If he knows that they're going to interrupt him.
I have a thought.
Okay. All
and
right.
Wait, and it gets better. He does walk off. Okay.
Don't leave us now. The fun is going to start.
Ed.
It is my pleasure to welcome back Safeway's Executive Vice President, MDA National
Larry
Vice
Linda.
President, Larry Renda. Larry, if he doesn't come back, just tell us what you have.
Wow.
Jerry left the stage.
Wow.
And they went over what they call home base. That's Jerry's podium.
Right.
The lady's there with the check, and Jerry's not there. Ed says, if he's not back, just tell us what you've got.
Wow. And see, and Ed at this point has worked with him enough, right, to go, hey, F him, just do it.
Did he come back?
He did come back, and to talk about popsicles, but let's move on.
Oh, can I hear the popsicle?
You want the popsicle
this
part?
This is where he's such just a...
Oh, he's so me.
He's such a pure ass.
Like we call me Jerry. Hold on, let me
can't imagine why they didn't keep
say
him.
Say thanks to them, but if we just hit the drum...
We can't worry about that when we're rushing on to get all this money from the folks.
Oh, so Ed disses it.
Yeah.
So he walks off.
Don't leave us now. The fun is going to start.
He's gone. Backstage. Yeah.
It is my pleasure to welcome back Safeway's Executive Vice President... MDA National Vice President
Larry Renda.
Larry, if he doesn't come back, just tell us what you have.
Way to go, Ed. Way to go.
As a broadcaster. Jerry, we need you back. We have to do this together.
Will he
Jerry?
Get applause when
Hi,
he comes
Lauren,
back?
How are you?
No, he's just I'm back. Good. No, and also note, he calls her Lauren, which is not her name.
It's Larry. Have.
She's been on for 10 years. I know her name.
Jerry, we need you back. We have to do this together, Jerry.
Hi, Lauren. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I'm glad to see that you're back with us. I'll get it in control, I promise you.
Well, somebody
By
should.
By 4 or 5 o'clock today, I'll have it right where it should be.
Jerry, Safeway is excited to be part of this great telethon tradition. And as you know, I'm here representing...
Wait, hold it one second. Oh, before you finish.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Remember, he just walked off for being interrupted.
Right. Right.
Before you finish.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what I'm going to say when you're through.
I would love to hear that.
Go ahead, honey.
And thanks to their efforts and the extreme generosity of our wonderful customers, I'm here to present MDA with this check that brings Safeway's total contribution this year to $3.1 million.
Wow.
I love you.
I love you, bye.
Grabs her ass.
Thank you to the marvelous Safeway. And what
marvelous.
I was going
to
say
Thank
a little earlier was when Mark left from Popeye Chicken.
Yeah, I left.
You know,
Popeye
people
Chicken.
On television will say they do something just to curry the favor of other people, namely sponsors. But I have to tell you, I was in San Diego last
night. It's the greatest, is it not?
What is he talking about?
He will ramble, and he thinks he's making sense. He thinks he's such a genius.
I want to say thanks to the wonderful Safeway and Popeye Chicken.
It is the end of an era.
He hasn't even gotten to popsicles yet,
right?
Last week, and I really had a hankering for chicken, and there it was one block away. Popeye, and I went in
Popeye.
And I stuffed myself.
Gross.
Now, this lady here who represents Safeway, she sends a special sugar-free popsicle to me when I'm at my boat, and I go up there, and they have it for me, and I devour them. The classic popsicles, sugar-free, you get them at any of the Safeway stores, and they're delicious. There's pineapple, cherry, there's orange, lemon, and they're very good.
In moderation, okay?
Oh, I do everything in moderation. I moderate one box at a time. Thank you, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Darling, thank you.
Darling, Larry Rinda.
The sound of a dinosaur stumbling before it falls. Take care, douchebag.
Okay, now here's Jerry getting in the way of the cameraman. Jerry likes to walk around the stage. They'll be at the south point, okay? And when the cameraman gets in the way, it's not Jerry's fault.
No.
He's off his mark.
No, yeah.
So he starts talking about the cameraman.
Hi there.
Bye. Bye-bye.
We're back. We're into hour 18. Look how good he moves that camera. Be a son of a gun.
Jeez.
Wherever I go, he goes. Let's see what you do with this over here. Oh, your family has come to see you. You remember Bart, your older son? Jesse, the illiterate faggot. No.
He's so toasty.
I can't imagine why they didn't keep him.
I know. Crazy. ABBA's timeless hits come to life in Mamma Mia. The longest running and most successful Broadway music to hit Las Vegas Strip.
The show is filled with love.
You know what I love the most? And this is a little inside, but I think I can explain it.
I'm eating it up with a spoon right now.
The compression on his microphone. When he talks, the microphone picks up less noise. But when there's silence, it gets more sensitive. Yes. So during Jerry's long pauses, you hear... because it starts picking up ambient noise because there is nobody talking.
Right.
Everyone's scared he's going to slur another group.
Right.
And so they're just going to let Jerry read the ABBA card. Listen to the silence, how there gets to be more background noise in the studio. And this is wonderful in surround sound.
Las Vegas Strip. The show is filled with love, laughter, and friendship. And you can catch it at the Mandalay Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia!
And this let's see him getting
this one comes by request. This is short.
All right.
Remember,
I want to hear what he's really pissed off.
Remember, Jerry pretends to understand what the show Glee is about.
All right.
Yeah.
I got a lot of requests for this one.
One of the nicest programs that I have had the good fortune of seeing is a program on television now. That's called Glee.
Oh, yeah.
What you're about to see is a wheelchair ballet set to the song Proud Mary from the hit show Glee.
Glee.
Okay? We are so impressed that this great show celebrates the talent and creative expression
what are the
of
bells
people
in the background?
Who use wheelchairs.
I don't know.
It's very special.
It's very special.
It's so important to those that use them. For real reasons rather than
all right, fantasy. Okay. I can't stand it.
Gully. Yeah. You want to hear him get mad?
I want to hear when he yells.
Yeah. All right, here he is. This is several instances of this. He's yelling at his producer and his band leader. You want to know what the worst job in the world is? Jerry's band leader.
Right.
And I did this song in the film. And then I did it on Broadway when I opened at the Palace a couple of months later. Are you ready, Lee?
Lee Musiker.
Hello. I don't mean the producer. I know you're always ready. I'm talking to my conductor.
He's ready.
You are? Well, take a break. Go ahead, sweetheart. Hit it. Lee.
Wouldn't that be awkward enough if it was like in a studio?
Why didn't he come in with the music?
Because probably Jerry wasn't supposed to sing the song then. You're looking at some of the best musicians in Vegas, and that's true. But if they don't know what they're supposed to play, they're screwed.
Right. And he said, go ahead, sweetheart.
I want to do something that I did at the Palace in 1948.
Is sweetheart the band leader that he's talking about?
He's talking to Lee Musiker, yeah.
All right, give me
this
one
is,
more.
Okay, I got two more. This is the best Jerry
you know,
angry
he
one.
That's just you know one he one. Doesn't take any direction
he's got an
Jerry.
Agenda.
Well,
here.
I've got a closer.
Well, that's the last time we're going
to
do it.
You have to...
Ever.
You have to allow me my clothes.
I know.
But you wanted Jerry mad. This is when Jerry moment. Gets so mad, he walks off and he actually says, let him do it without me.
Okay, I remember this one. That's a good one.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Harold.
Congratulations.
Harold Schaefer.
Thank you, sweetheart. It's real. You know, hold it.
Here we
hold
go again.
Hold it.
Oh, he hates that.
He does.
Time out. You got it.
What happened?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
We're holding. For timing out.
Let him do it without me.
Nope.
Just walks off. Now know that they're supposed
to... So long, douchebag.
They're supposed to do a timpani, get a new total, and have a big orchestral swell to take it to the locals.
Right.
That Jerry does. He's off stage now.
I like the lady yelling.
There's a bunch of gentlemen here. Maybe you can introduce them for
me. Yes, I shall.
Thank you.
Yes, wow. I shall.
Like, and is that Jan Carl?
Yes, the vaginal odor. And now I close with...
Wow. He's so hateful of her because
jealous.
She's, all she's doing
because
is...
she's still in. She should have bailed.
Oh, okay.
She's a scab.
Yes, she is a scab.
Oh, okay.
And she has scabs. Oh. She's covered with
allegedly.
Them. I leave Mike with my favorite clip in watching every telethon since 1987. And it's not even Jerry. It's Ed. It's Ed doing a tease.
Okay. There's more coming up with Veronica Plan.
Oh!
Daniel Rodriguez, The Color Purple, and Bob Zaney. So stick around.
See, I needed the closer.
One more.
You want it once more?
One more.
I like how he raises his voice to try to get past
it. Oh, yeah. No chance of just clearing your throat.
No.
What does 19 hours of straight television do to a voice?
Ladies and gentlemen, the late Ed McMahon.
There's more coming up with Bird of the Plan, Daniel Rodriguez, The Color Purple, and Bob Zaney. So stick around.
Magical audio ball. Good stuff, Rob. Way to go. We will come back with Buzz and the news and a little sanity for this very insane program today when we come back. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's get Buzz Burbank in here right away and get the news taken away, Buzz.
Thank you, Micah. We're brought to you today by iConfidential.com. Now you can have all your important stuff organized and available on demand. Access and share files, pictures, and music from any device with iConfidential. Store them safely. Grab them anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage with $1 million coverage. Same security as your bank. iConfidential is as safe as it is easy and convenient. Get 30 days free with the code TMOS. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. iConfidential.com. Click their ad on our website, please. A strong earthquake hit the Aleutian Islands of Alaska this morning, 7.1 on the Richter scale.
Wow.
Because of its size and location, a tsunami warning also went up briefly, but was canceled.
Good.
The quake was centered just 45 miles off the near side of Alaska from a spot 21 miles down. There was a 4.3 earthquake in Los Angeles yesterday, but no injuries or damage from that, nor in the 3.0 aftershock that came less than an hour later.
Do they think this is at all related to the East Coast quake?
They don't. I still do.
To be related. I mean, we've got plates that touch plates on the Earth. When one moves, everything's got to move, right?
I would think so, and it does seem to me that earthquakes do come in bunches. It seems to me we get a few within months of each other.
They say it's not our fault, so that's the explanation we get from the scientists.
Not our fault.
As the aftershocks continue here in Virginia from last week's quake, we learned that it affected some bunkers containing spent nuclear power plant fuel.
Oh, well, that won't cause any problems, will it?
No problems at all.
The epicenter of that 5.8 trembler was less than 20 miles from the North Anna Power Station here. There, 25 cylinders, each 16 feet long and each weighing 115 tons.
Isn't that your new car, Mike? 25 cylinders?
25 cylinders. It is so fast.
But such mileage.
It goes 140 miles an hour, and it's at 3 RPMs.
An hour.
These huge 115-ton cylinders have each shifted several inches in their underground tombs, 1 to 4 inches. Plant officials say no harm was done, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission agrees, but says nothing like this has ever happened before.
And it makes you wonder, what was ours, a 4.8 or a
5.8?
5.8, and what if we got a biggie? I mean, what the hell would happen then?
We wouldn't have a Washington Monument.
That's right. It would topple.
Yeah. I really wonder why they made those cylinders out of glass.
Actually, that's one of the reasons they say we're okay, is because the system that they have set up there is so good that even moving these giant cylinders 4 inches in the underground didn't cause any cracks or damage.
Wow.
That's scary.
So far as we know. The tropical storm and hurricane season continues, meanwhile, with a tropical depression now threatening the Gulf states. And not the wind, not just wind, but flooding, and it could become a hurricane. New Orleans could get as much as 10 inches of rain. Some places could get as much as 20 inches. The Gulf states, of course, include Texas, and that's been suffering from a severe drought. In the Atlantic, Katia got demoted to a tropical storm, but is expected to regain to hurricane strength. And we have breaking news here.
You go right ahead. You don't need to say a word.
I was very excited. As a follow-up to Rob's report about, he was going to have a report today. You may have heard the report.
I can actually play it. It's very brief. Would you like to hear it?
If we have time, sure. Yeah. No, this is a study of dangerous driving by Allstate, comes out every year. And again, Washington, D.C. ranks as the most dangerous place to drive in America. Most people have an accident every 10 years or so. Here in D.C., it's just under 5 years.
Wow. And do you want to hear about the driving or the underwear? I forget which story you wanted.
That was the driving.
Okay, so I do have that. One moment. Here's the dangerous driving
story. Ignore me as best you can. I am. Don't worry.
All right.
Ignore me.
Okay.
The list, as we said, of the worst and safest driving cities is just out. Let's start with the bad news. Washington, D.C. Then again, you already knew driving was not your strong suit. Followed by nearby Baltimore and Glendale, California. And the very safest drivers are in Fort Collins, Colorado. Second and third place, the upstanding folks of Boise and Lincoln, Nebraska.
There you are.
Now, to follow that up.
Go really slow.
To follow up Brian Williams' report there.
Right.
About the cities with dangerous drivers. Here's some surprisingly good news from the Sacramento area. Roseville, a town just north of Sac, started writing fewer tickets and started focusing on real safety issues. At the first of this year, city manager Ray Carriage, hero, told police to cut back on ticket writing to try instead to spot dangerous intersections and other hazards. When the officers cut back on their ticket writing by 84%, accidents dropped by 7%.
How
there
much?
You go.
By 84% in fewer tickets and 7% fewer accidents.
Buzz, that's outrageous.
It certainly is, Rob. Microsoft is being sued for tracking the locations of its Windows Phone 7 users even when they opt out of being tracked. This is apparently how Microsoft is building its digital map. And hey, Apple.
Hey, Apple.
Another Apple employee. Oh, Oscar, I don't know if you've heard this or not. Another Apple employee has accidentally left a phone prototype at a bar in San Francisco.
A Mexican restaurant.
This was a beta version of the upcoming iPhone 5. And whoever took it from Kava 22 back in late July apparently didn't know what they had because CNET now says it might have been sold on Craigslist for $200.
As a regular phone.
Right.
Pretty Buzz, crazy. We do have breaking news.
Do What's you? That? I can't imagine what it would be.
Everyone, the new Mike O'Mara Show stickers are here.
Yeah!
Yay! Now, we are selling these stickers at a premium.
Yes.
$5 a sticker.
That's
five,
right.
$5
yep.
a sticker?
$5
a sticker. This is the best way in the world to support the show. Buy one of our stickers and stick it on your car. You do this all Labor Day weekend. We finally got them in here. The new stickers are here.
Yeah,
The new stickers are here.
And Rob's lost an eye.
I use them to all. I have an Oculine iPad.
Sure, Rob.
And it holds it in. It holds it in. It's nice.
Well, he wins the site game.
You each owe us $30.
Yeah. Oh no, these will be sold as gently used.
That's right.
Gently used. $250.
Attaboy.
Mark, how does one get a Mike O'Mara Show sticker? I'm gonna put this right on my car as soon as the show is over.
Me too.
Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the store link on our website.
Store. It's the store.
And you know what's good about this? We don't have a lot of merchandise because we don't like to order it down.
Exactly. Give one to Buzz while he's doing
it. I love that. Yeah, right, I'd wear that next to you.
All right, cool. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Sorry. Now, count the timer, get that sticker on you, and then do the rest of the news.
Does it have one of those split?
Oh, yeah, it does have the split.
You may remember there was
a... Incidentally, that's a good sticker. That's a good product that has the split, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It took us seconds to deface our entire bodies.
Absolutely.
There was a similar incident before the debut of the iPhone 4 when its prototype was left in a beer garden in Redwood City, California. That one sold for $5,000.
Did anyone spill seltzer on it?
He leaves those seltzer cans like all over my house.
My feet are wet. And finally,
I saw the one in the bathroom. Yes, I threw it away.
I saw it. I filled it up
with urine.
Yes.
Oh, that's why it tasted.
It tasted
like that.
Sweet. I think I have diabetes.
You did the best job.
Hello.
You are a great clown. You did the best job.
He's a great clown. And finally, the great thing about technology is more porn, more easily. With the advent of smartphones and their networks of 3G and now 4G, you can stream high def porn anywhere, anytime. And a new survey by LG says 33%, one-third of all men, watch porn on their phones now.
You're not wearing your sticker, Oscar.
Oh, I was saving it for my car.
Oh, go ahead. You can put it on. Don't be skimpy.
Oscar, which car?
You need more than one. That's a great question.
Give Oscar two stickers.
Very good.
More women are viewing porn these days, but LG didn't gather numbers on that. For both men and women, though, 1 out of 5 use their phones for online dating, and that same number has sexted nude photos and or videos. Is that a droid in your pocket, or are you just glad to see us? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz.
You bet.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by MC Ginsburg.
Ginzy!
Hey, Ginzy. Last week, we told you about a listener who had an MC Ginsburg make them a Sons of Anarchy trailer hitch cover. Because you can't find anyone anywhere else. Other listeners have had coins.
That's a
other listeners have had a lot of stuff made at MC Ginsburg.
They have, and
because
happy.
If it's on your imagination, if it's in your mind, you can have it made today.
They love it.
MC Ginsburg, they rock and they build your imagination. They can build something that you can imagine, otherwise it wouldn't exist.
Right.
So go ahead and check them out. MC Ginsburg. Click their link on our website and let them build your imagination. We thank you and hope to see Ginzy out in Iowa when we come out for a visit. Thanks, everybody, so long, and have a great Labor Day weekend.
Happy day.
Bye. Thank you.
As I got on a city bus and found a vacant seat, I thought I saw my future bride walking up the street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus."
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.